Well, Paul, clearly it's going to be a very big weekend.
It certainly is. It's one that everybody associated with the club are really looking forward to.
Tell us about your run so far to get to this stage.
The first game we played at home, we played Kidsgrove Athletic, and we managed to win that one 3-1, having gone 1-0 behind. And then we had the local derby against Redditch. It was very competitive, the two games, and Redditch are a free scoring side, so I was very pleased to come out of that and win it, but we kept two clean sheets over the two games.
And of course, they're higher graded in terms of league, so that was a great win.
Yes, it was a good win, and it was encouraging signs there. And then we went on to Histon, and we played Histon at their place, and we drew 0-0. We brought them back here to the Jubilee, and we beat them 3-1. And then we went on and drew Chalfont and St Peter's out of the hat, and we played them at home, and again, unfortunately, we went 1-0 behind, but I'm glad to say the lads put a good second half performance in, and we managed to win the game 4-1.
You've had a tremendous run just to get to this stage, really.
Yes, we have, and the one thing that I wanted was a home draw, which is what we got, and we got Bromley coming here on Saturday. We had a free Saturday last week, and so I took the opportunity to drive to Bromley, which is an awful long way to go on a Saturday, and I got there, and it's a very, very impressive setup. The manager come chairman, I think his name is Mark Goldberg, he's an ex-Crystal Palace chairman. He's put his money where his mouth is, and the club are on the way up. They got the facilities are very good, the pitch was good, and he's put an awful lot of money into the club, and I am to believe that they got one of the better budgets in the Conference South.
So this would be a notable sculpt to take, were you able to do it?
Yes, it's certainly going to be a hard one. As I said, we're really looking forward to it. They sent people to watch us on Tuesday evening when we played Stratford in the Red Insurance. So I took the opportunity of making one or two changes and ended up making 10 changes.
I was going to say one or two.
One or two. It was 10.
Well, that makes sense, really, because you obviously got a big game on Saturday. With all due respect to the Reading Shore Cup, it's not your main priority in any season, I would think.
No, not at all. So it was the right decision to do, and we're training tonight. We've got a good squad of about 20, 21 players here, and the place is very buoyant and looking forward to Saturday.